fighting 185, he'll come already half a dead man to start the wake up. And now he just start with the full of energy.
The mindset's still there for all the hard cuts that he did back in the day. So same thing, different fight week. And he's healthy. This, I think, is going to be one of the best wake cuts that we did. But yes, this is going to be a very good one. I think so. Championship thing.
This card is amazing. I knew Alex was going to be this big. He's keep his foot in the ground, and I'm so proud and happy to all that happens with him.
Weighing tomorrow morning, so last big cut. I'll get down pretty close to weight, eat and drink a little bit tonight, finish it off tomorrow morning.
Bo likes to work it off, get those extra reps in. It's his mentality, you know, always training, always working, always improving.
He already kind of did a lot of the work leading up to now, and just kind of burned those last few pounds. So he's done this a million times, so there's nothing different.
So we're at Ali's house, and his weight cut is going great. He jumped on the bike for about 20 minutes, and then I messed around with the mitts, super light mitts. It's just keeping his body moving, you know, keeping him sweating. Just the whole environment is just great right now. It's all about that spirit and the energy when you're cutting weight.
Be more accurate.
Because when you get that negative energy starting to happen, it becomes miserable cutting weight. And right now, just the energy's high, he's smiling, so I feel really good about it. He's just one of those guys that he's such a professional, he makes it fun. It's such a pleasure to cut weight with Justin.
All right, folks, you know what it is. One more sleep before UFC 300. Crazy to think that we have arrived at this monumental live event. We're getting ready for the morning weigh-in. I've been doing this for 15 years. I've never been assigned a deeper fight card. We got to get in there, but we'll see you guys later today. Going to be a busy Friday. Won't be long now, folks. Let's go.
All right, thank y'all for being here for the official weigh-in UFC 300, and we begin with a true UFC Hall of Famer, the former undisputed featherweight champion, Max Bless Holloway.
156.
156, the official weight for Max Bless Holloway. Next athlete to the scale, another future Hall of Famer, the former UFC interim lightweight champion and the BMF belt holder at present, Justin Gaethje.
156!
156, the official weight for the highlight, Justin Gaethje. And with that, your BMF title bout is now official. All right, next fighter to the scale, one of the gentlemen around whom this monumental UFC 300 fight card was built, the former undisputed UFC light heavyweight champion, now the number one contender, Jamal Sweet Dreams Hill.
205.
205, the official weight for Jamal Sweet Dreams Hill. All right, our final athlete to weigh in this morning is Poatan Alex Pereira.
205.
205, the official weight for the champ, Alex Pereira. And with that, your UFC 300 main event is now official.
Oh, that's it. No more talk. Just punches.
All right. It is a ritual because that's the way they did those people in Brazil, is to paint their faces for the war before they go to war, go to battle, going for the hunt, right? That's the representation of their hero. And I think it's something that we're going to keep living up to the hype and keep pursuing because it's nice. I think everybody likes and we like too, so it's good.
First of all, I'm honored to do this. This is my third time doing this for Alex. I'm just as excited as he is, you know. But yeah, so I'm just going to create the look that he wants me to do, and that's that.
It's good to always be connected to your roots, to know who you are, but also know where you came from. And I like and I respect a lot his connection with his own people and his nature.
And now to bring you the call of the ceremonial weigh-in for UFC 300. Here is Joe Rogan.
What's happening, Vegas? Woo! The next fight takes place in the lightweight division. The former lightweight champion of the world, Charles Oliveira versus Armand. Official weight,
One word, guys. Tune in tomorrow. Violence. Just violence, baby. Let's get it.
Max Holloway, ladies and gentlemen.
Best live show on earth tomorrow night. I guarantee it. Let's go.
Justin Gaethje, ladies and gentlemen. Introducing the challenger, John Cena. Official weight 115 for the challenger. And her opponent, the reigning, the defending, undisputed strawweight champion of the world, John Brenda Whaley. Official weight 115 for the champion.
Let's go, Taylor Power! Let's go, Vegas! See you tomorrow!
Yan Xiaonan, ladies and gentlemen!
Let me hear you! Las Vegas is my lucky city. 4 years ago, me with Joanna is do best fight of the year. Tomorrow, and still!
The champion, ladies and gentlemen!
If y'all boo, no matter how y'all feel, what I almost lost, what could have happened to me, what I did lose, it put a fire in me. It definitely put a fire in me. Regardless, I'm coming to leave it all in there. I'm just glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back. The challenger, ladies and gentlemen.
Bom, a importância pra mim é gigantesca. Pô, todo mundo tá esperando por esse momento. A gente vai dar um show amanhã. Uns dias atrás ele falou que me respeitava, me pediu um autógrafo até, né, pra assinar a camiseta. E ontem ele fez o que fez, mas amanhã ele vai ter o dia dele.